Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, hold on. Everything's screwed up here. Hold on a second. I'm trying to answer a phone. I'm trying to do 20 different things at once. Can't do any of them right. And how's your morning going for you after this whole Johnny O. psycho, what the crazy stuff here? But this thing with Jody Messina, my listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets and also get to meet Jody Messina, which is more than I get to do. They're not going to let me anywhere near her. Can you blame them? But still, anyway, so we got our first contestant, Toby. And we'll have a lot more because we love you. We're doing this because we love you. That's the whole point. That's the reason we get up in the morning, because we love you. I'm all about the love and the money and the lawsuits. Mostly the love and the money. All right. Focus. All right. So the big thing. Okay. Belmont Buzz. Hold on. When I got that here. Got it here. All right, hold on. Here we go. There we go. So, what was I going to, okay, the buzz. Okay. So the, Psycho Sisters, Sanders, Psycho Sisters, Belmont County, Psycho Sanderson Sisters. Yes. That's it. Psycho Sanderson Sisters. So they tell all this terrible stuff about, Julie Larish and, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Julie Larish comes in here and says, not true. No, this is true. They're all insane. She was right. I defended Julie Larish. I said, look, these women, these Psycho Sanderson sisters wanted to destroy this woman, destroy Belmont County Hoof and Paw. God only knows why, because I thought they were actually kind of crazy. That's why I said Psycho Sanderson sisters. Well, Julie Larish, who is a real gem here in Belmont County, just a wonderful, wonderful human being, cares so much about all these animals that nobody else seems to care about. She hired this big deal law firm, really good law firm. I actually even spoke with one of the partners of this law firm, and they went after the Psycho Sanderson sisters. And apparently, Julia scored a huge, huge win. One of the Psycho Sanderson sisters is this Lisa Higginbotham, who had been a friend of mine until I would not go after Julie Larish. Then she turned on me like old milk. And she and the others just, oh, my God, they're just so sick. Anyway, so here's the latest now with the Belmont, the Belmont Buzz. Wait a minute. All right, so now here's the latest with that. Lisa Higginbotham, I'm guessing through her attorney, because this is well written. I can't believe Lisa can even write. But maybe she can. I don't know. So here's what she posts. And again, I stood up for Julie Larish from the beginning. I said, look, I need overwhelming evidence before anybody can convince me otherwise. I had Julie in here. The Psycho Sanderson sisters would not come in. They would not. They were just, oh, God, they were just the worst. So now Lisa, who works at the one of the lakes up Piedmont, Piedmont Lake, posts this. Dear people of Belmont County, today I want to make a public apology to Belmont County Hoof and Paw and Julie Larish. Last year, I made numerous social media posts and sent several text messages about Belmont County Hoof and Paw and Julie. Julie and the volunteers at Belmont County Hoof and Paw rescue animals from truly horrendous and sickening conditions. My statements came from an emotional place, and I have been filled with deep regret since I posted these statements. Probably the deep regret right after you sued your ass. Anyway, back to this. I sincerely wish that I had never said the things I did about Belmont County Hoof and Paw and Julie. I never wanted any dogs in the care of Julie or Belmont County Hoof and Paw to suffer. If I could go back and do it all over again, I would definitely do things differently. I apologize to Belmont County Hoof and Paw, Julie, Julie's Belmont County Hoof and Paw volunteers and the animals under their care for the harm my statements have caused. All right. But. You know the lawyer wrote that. Man. And my sources tell me they turned off the comments, so you couldn't leave any comments like, I told you so. I told you so, Lisa. Anyways, that's the first domino. And for the other psycho sisters, the psycho Sanderson sisters of Belmont County, this has got to be frightening because one of them has now turned. And so now I'm going to guess that they're going to use her testimony, her whatever, to go after the other three. I would hate to be one of those psycho Sanderson sisters today, especially after this post. But Dimitri told you so. As far as I know, I was the only one in the media who stood by Julie Larish, who said, no, this is a good person, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. This is a good organization. They were trying to get me behind the scenes. These sick psychos were trying to get me. And I won't even tell you all the stuff that they sent me and the accusations that they made. It was just insane stuff. And I said, well, you want to come in here? You have the documentation? Fine. They never did. They never did. But I stood by Julie Larish from day one. I always said, very good. She's been terrific. She's done good. I have no reason to doubt anything. But if you have documentation, fine. Let's present it. Let the people decide. But I always stood by Julie. Always, anytime she wanted to come in here, and continues to apply today, she can come in. Give us her side. That is exactly what she did. I did everything right. Gave everybody the opportunity. The accusers, the person being accused, Julie showed up. Julie came in with her documentation. They never did. They were going behind the scenes. Messages to me, sick, pathetic messages. These people need counseling. These people need serious, I'm not joking. There is something fundamentally wrong with them. They need help. It's a cry for help is what it is. The damage that they've done now, God only knows, to Belmont County Hoof and Paw, with donations going way down. They don't have enough feed for all the animals. Dimitri told you so. And this was months ago. I told you so about Julie and about Belmont County Hoof and Paw and about these six psycho sisters that... As far as I know, I'm the only one who stuck by Julie publicly from day one. As far as I know. I can't name somebody else. Maybe somebody else had. That I don't know. But I do know publicly and privately from day one. Because I know this woman. I know the work that they do. These are good people. I've known her for years. It's a great organization. Belmont County. The citizens of Belmont County should get on their knees and thank their God for having Belmont County Hoof and Paw and Julie Larish. And for these six Sanderson psycho sisters, just... I would have liked an apology in there as well with that thing that they posted, with the thing that Lisa's lawyer posted. It would have been nice to include an apology to Dimitri. Something like, well, you know, Dimitri was right all along. That would have been nice. That would have been very nice. I guess there's still time to edit the apology. So, Lisa, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, and your psycho sisters as well, psycho Sanderson sisters, excuse me, you still have time to edit and say, by the way, Dimitri was right all along. Dimitri with three eyes, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Thank you. All right, so there's that. There's so much more to get to. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerous. Who else? I'm all you've got. When you get right down to it, I'm all you've got. I'm the only one who stood up for Julie. I'm the only one who said these people are they're insane. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Slightly different time there. We're trying to get more, expand our audience here, which is already massive, of course. So do that. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now the force multiplier of truth. We need some sort of sound effect for the force multiplier of truth. We got different sound effects here with our hotkeys. So, okay, so let's try this again. The audio path of totality. No, that's not it. And the force multiplier of truth. No, it's not going to work. All right, fine. So there's that. All right, let's see. So we've taken care of that. The Jody Messina tickets, one contestant. Oh, well, I already got that. That's already done. Okay, so we're making progress. Steelers, okay, big game tonight. So I guess the TV coverage, I think, starts at 8 o'clock. The game, I'm guessing, is going to start a little bit later. But it's a home game, playoff game. And, of course, the Steelers are not favored to win. Houston seems to be the much better team. So this might be yet another loss in postseason. The last time the Steelers won a postseason game was in 2016. And I think it was against Kansas City. But it was like light years ago. I mean, the standard is the standard. That's the standard. Mike Tomlin wins enough games to never have a losing season, which is actually a big deal. I mean, it is. But he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. And we're not Steelers and Steeler fans and all that, we're not favored tonight. But I have a theory. Thank God I'm not a gambler, by the way, because I would have lost everything. But my theory is this, and I'm not joking about it. I'm dead serious. I think this actually makes sense in some weird, crazy, perverted way. Coach Mike Tomlin is due. He's due for a win in the playoffs. Just the sheer numbers of this, for all the times, for all the years, he's due to finally win a game. He's just due. So it's possible that the Steelers could actually pull off a big upset tonight. If they do, their next game, they're going to get killed. We know that. But there's a chance, because Tomlin is due for one win in almost 10 years now. Well, actually, about 10 years. In a playoff game. I think he's due. So now go out and bet the mortgage on it, and good luck to you. All right, so there's that. The games yesterday and Saturday, oh, my gosh, they were terrific. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills, geez, that guy's a horse. Here he is, just a horse. How the 49ers defeated the Eagles at home at Philadelphia, I don't know, but they did. That was a great game. Certainly the San Diego Chargers looked like crap. Jeez. Patriots beat them. Patriots looking pretty good. Steelers actually beat the Patriots. The Patriots were the much better team, but they had so many turnovers. The Steelers actually won that game earlier this year. So take that for whatever it's worth. But the big game tonight, I cannot wait to see this thing again. Steelers all the way, win or draw, and we'll hope for the best with that. So if you just joined us, first, I want to apologize for everything that you've heard since 7 o'clock. I'm doing my best. It's just not very good. You can see the show. I don't know why you'd want to watch it. It's a horrendous train wreck today, even more so than normal. But you can watch it. Facebook live stream. Go to my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And I'm the one that has more than 8,000 followers. All the others are fakes. They got two or three followers from Nigeria. That's not me. It's the one with more than 8,000 followers. That's me. And again, download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Thursdays and Fridays, encore presentation, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network. Now, I got rid of that rainbow, reindeer. Reindeer radio Christmas crap with that Nicole Kidman going, good day, let's put another shrimp in the Barbie and then listen to kind of different music for Christmas or whatever she did. Anyway, so that's gone. So we're back to Sanity Radio here. So 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, also the Facebook live stream. Hi, good morning. How you doing? And there's not much to see. In fact, there's damn little to see unless Johnny O comes in here and starts doing his crazy stuff and saying all sorts of those disgusting things about the boss's wife. But we'll have another winner tomorrow. By a winner, going to be a contestant for the grand prize drawing for Jody Messina, and also, you know, to meet her as well, to meet her. Oh, that would be fantastic. Why they won't allow her to meet me is something that we're going to have to discuss with management. And anyway, so there's that. Okay, coming up next, Ice, Ice, baby.